Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Glow in the Chaos. My name's Alyssa. I am your host. I am so excited that you all are tuning back in. This is episode 3. I have been wanting to do something like this for a while. Usually I just make my TikTok videos about my chronic illness, but I realized that I wanted to be able to have a platform where I could go a little bit more in detail than just like a short little video, and also a platform where I could interview people as well who have experience with chronic illness. I made a video about it, but I want to tell you all here on this podcast, I'm so excited. We have some amazing things coming. I've got some guests lined up that I think are really going to help shed some light on chronic illness and how it affects so many different areas of our lives, so many different people. I plan on bringing my mom on the show, who she is someone who, while I was growing up, she was suffering with chronic illness and they could not figure out what was going on. So she is like a pioneer of the chronic illness community, trying to figure out what is happening, what was going on. They really just boiled it down to fibromyalgia, which I'm pretty sure it's so much more than that, especially knowing what I have going on. But when I say she's like the pioneer of going through all this, she's like the OG. Like when we were kids, I'm 33. So when we were kids, chronic illness was something that was not super, super popular, right? Super, super prominent. They didn't have a whole lot of resources, right? I mean, they still don't have a whole lot of tools and testing, but I feel like it's so much more developed than it was when my mom was going through it. Like they were just, excuse my language, throwing shit at the wall and trying to see what stuck. But I wanted to bring her on because she is able to give me the perspective of somebody who was trying to be a mom, trying to work full-time, trying to carry on a normal life, and still deal with feeling like shit. I remember so many days when she couldn't even get out of bed. I'm sure so many of us, like, looking back now, I realize, oh my gosh, everything that I'm going through, I remember watching my mom going through, which is absolutely crazy because we just had no idea what it was. And I can't believe that, I don't know, it's just surreal to me to know that what I'm feeling, I was looking back and watching my mom go through as well. Like, I don't know, it just gives me all the feels, right? Like, I feel terrible that I was probably a pain for her. You know, I was not helping with making her feel any better at all. Like, I was probably just adding to the stress and flare-ups, and I hate knowing that. But what can we do? Hindsight is 2020. But that is why I am super, super excited to bring her on so we can hear all about that. I want to get some truths. I want to dig deep in this podcast, hear what other people are feeling and thinking, because let me just tell you where I am at in my life, okay? So, ready for story time? Let's go. It's probably been maybe 3 years now, I think, when I started all of this chronic illness crap. That's just the best way I can describe it. I don't really even remember what first symptom I started to notice, because I think that they all kind of just crept on slowly. So it was like one thing and I would think, okay, well, I'm just tired, and then another thing, and then I wouldn't think anything about it. But looking back, I think it started with just being absolutely exhausted. I remember my husband loves to work outside and get things done on the weekend, because we own a restaurant. We work Tuesday through Saturday, so Sunday and Monday are our days to actually get things done that we need to get done, right? So like chores, projects, even just like things that we want to do for fun. Those are the days that we have. I remember he would be outside working on things and I would be inside on the couch with a heating pad just feeling like crap, and I would fall asleep and then I would realize like, oh my gosh, it's been 2 hours, and then I was still tired and I couldn't get myself to get off the couch, and then I would wake up and realize it had been another 2 hours. So I was sleeping my entire day away that I had to spend time with my son and my husband, and I couldn't do anything about it. Nothing I did would make me feel better. So that was the first red flag. And then I just started feeling like, you know when you have the flu and you get that body pain? That is what I was experiencing. Like, your bones, honestly, they just hurt. That's the only way that I know how to describe it. Your bones just hurt. So those were the first few of my red flags that prompted me to at least talk to my primary care doctor about it, kind of get some standard blood work going and go from there. So everything I was describing to her, she thought kind of sounded like lupus. So we went the route of doing like the ANA, the lupus antigen, like all of the things, right? So my ANA came back with a very low positive. The lupus anticoagulant was negative. My rheumatoid factor was negative. So pretty much the only thing that came back abnormal was my positive ANA, which can be an indicator of an autoimmune issue, but it can also just be nothing as well. Some people just have a positive and it's nothing. But then there was another thing that we tested that was shocking. Okay, we did my vitamin D level, which, it's crazy to me that I had been complaining about being tired for so long and my vitamin D level was like not one of the first things that we checked. Now that I look more into it, it's like a crazy percentage. I can't remember what it is. I want to say it's like 60% of people are deficient in vitamin D and don't even know it. But when I say that I was deficient, y'all, I mean, I had like practically no vitamin D in my body. Okay, so the range for your vitamin D should be somewhere between 30 and 60, whatever measurement they use. I don't remember what the units are. Okay, but 30 to 60. Mine was six, single digit number. Like, no freaking wonder I'm tired all the time, right? I mean, I have no vitamin D in my body. So that is the first thing that we addressed. But in like thinking back on it, I mean, how long was it that low? How long was I living with my vitamin D like practically non-existent? I didn't even know that that could be that low. So of course they have it in my chart that I had critically low vitamin D. So we addressed that. They gave me like a super dose of vitamin D and we got that back up. The highest it's still ever gotten is 36, which is still normal. So, okay, we're doing fine there, right? But I was thinking that this was going to make me feel a world of difference. Like, I was thinking this was going to stop every single symptom that I had. It did not, unfortunately. So that kind of brought us back around to square one. Because we fixed that issue. Now I will say I had also gained a significant amount of weight. So I've always been tiny, tiny growing up, like 110 pounds at the most. I had gotten up to about 185 pounds, which I am 5'0". So that is extremely heavy for my bones and my body to carry, right? Not that there's anything wrong with being overweight. That is not at all what I'm saying. I'm not weight shaming. I'm simply saying from a health perspective, that was too much for my body to carry. So that was another thing that needed to be addressed, was my weight. So I lost weight. I have now gotten back down to 130, which I'm very comfortable at. I feel like it's a good weight. It's something that I'm able to maintain in my age of 33, owning a restaurant, being a wife and a mom. You know, I'm happy with that. I feel better. I look better as far as my weight is concerned. So, of course, I'm sure we all have heard it, like, just lose weight. You'll feel better. Like, I'm sure it's all your weight. So I thought maybe once I lost this weight, okay, I'm going to feel again. I'm going to feel so much better. Wrong again. I still have the terrible joint pain. I still have the low-grade fevers. I get some skin rashes. I actually was diagnosed with postural orthostatic tachycardia syndrome, which, let me tell you, the process of getting diagnosed with that is not very fun. You have to do something which is called a tilt table test, which we will go into more detail about later, but not fun. But I am glad that I got the diagnosis because it has helped me at least find a medication that helps me control those symptoms. So for those of you that don't know what postural orthostatic tachycardia syndrome is, it is pretty much when you are, so when you go from like a sitting to, or a, like a laying to a sitting, or then to a standing position. So pretty much anything from where your body is down to where your body is then up, your head above your extremities. Your body is supposed to just regulate. Your body knows how to regulate to put your blood, you know, to distribute it throughout your body correctly in the right amount of time, right? Well, with POTS, your body, your blood tends to pool into your lower extremities faster, and it doesn't distribute the blood to your brain as fast as it should. So upon standing, typically we get lightheaded, dizzy. Some people pass out. I am lucky I don't usually pass out. I think I have passed out maybe one time. So knock on wood, I'm lucky I don't have that because it is scary. But that being said, some more side effects of it are when you eat a big meal or eat a lot of carbs, the blood has to go to your stomach to help digest your food, right? So when you eat something that's a large meal, high in carbs, something that's takes more energy, more blood, more just more from your body to digest, your heart rate tends to just spike because your body is trying to keep up. I've got some sinus drainage going on, but your heart rate just spikes, right? And it's not just about your heart racing. It's feeling hot, feeling like you're going to pass out, like all of the things, hot, clammy, just an overall absolutely terrible feeling. And then once your body kind of calms down, you almost feel like, I feel like I have like a hangover, right? Because my body was working so hard to try to get that blood flowing that now I'm exhausted. But anyway, so those are just, sorry, I kind of went off on a rant and went off topic. I do that a lot. I kind of forget what I am talking about and where I'm going with it. But pretty much that is where I started with my POTS symptoms. Those things are what triggered me to keep talking to somebody even after I lost the weight, even after I got the vitamin D level up. I'm like, hey, you guys, something is still not right. Like, my heart is always racing. So after we did the tilt table test and all my EKGs and everything, we found out my heart is structurally fine. So we ruled out anything going on with my actual heart itself. Okay, so that's good, but that means that there's something going on with your nervous system, and that is POTS. That is what is part of POTS, right? So, okay, where was I even at? Okay, so another symptom, as you can see, is brain fog. Sometimes I will completely forget what it is that I'm talking about. That is a very, very frustrating symptom, but oh yeah, okay, so we figured out I had POTS, and then we realized that I got put on medicine. I did a beta blocker, which is amazing. It keeps my heart from spiking super, super high. However, we realized that my resting heart rate was still always like 90s, high 90s, and my doctor's like, that's still high. You still have a high resting heart rate. So they also determined that I have IST, which is inappropriate sinus tachycardia. So that one, we really don't know what causes it, but we upped my propranolol, my beta blocker, and that has seemed to bring my resting heart rate at least down into the 70s. So that's awesome. That's great. So that has helped a lot of my symptoms as far as POTS. Okay, so we've got that under control, right? So now I am dealing with the absolutely terrible joint pain. So let's get into that. Okay, so getting into the joint pain, I'm not gonna go super in detail with this diagnosis today because it's a whole nother episode on its own. But I was diagnosed with hypermobile Ehlers-Danlos syndrome, which basically, it has to do with your collagen production and joint instability, which causes a lot of pain. There's a whole constellation of symptoms that go along with that. So like I said, that will be a separate episode, but I just wanted to kind of give you a little bit of my background, and now you can see that is what I have been dealing with. That is what I'm dealing with currently, but I'm so excited to have all of these guests on the show to help us and relate with us and talk to us about this. So like I said, I'm super excited to have my mom on, and then I've got some other things lined up as well. So please, please, please hit that follow button and keep listening. And in the meantime, keep glowing through the chaos. Thank you guys so much for listening. I hope you have a wonderful day, and I will see you on the next episode.